You'll never know. 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 What do we know? How much do we know about each other? How do we know? How much do we know about our own wives and children? The truth is, every human being is God's image. God is so deep, God is so hidden. Oh, we have the privilege to love each other. But sometimes, God gives us a glimpse how deep people are, how special people are, and how deep, deep life is, Gavaldo's life deep. So join me and you'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. This is one of the most important teachings of the Holy Baal Shem Tov. What do you know of another human being? What do you know if they're holy or not? There's so many people who look to us a little coarse, a little bit unholy. But what do you know? This is one of my favorite stories. I'm telling it to you, and especially to my children, Neshamel and Dari. Please, I bless you. Don't ever judge. Because you'll never know. You'll never know. In Koretz, this is 200 years ago, in Koretz, in the holy city of Koretz, and the rabbi there was Reb Pinchas, one of the three greatest pupils of the Holy Baal Shem. It goes without saying, every Jew was good and holy and sweet. Every Jew ate kosher. Every Jew went to the synagogue three times a day. But there was one Jew. The tailor, Schneidel. He was never seen in the synagogue. He was never seen buying kosher meat. He was never seen anywhere where Jewish people are. The only place you saw him at night, coming out from the bar drunk. So basically, he was an outcast. Only if your pants are torn, you would go to him. One day, the Holy Reb Pinchas, after the synagogue, after the services, he sees there's a commotion in the synagogue, and he's saying, "What's going on here?" "Huh," they say, "the most low-rotten Jew of the city died, and nobody wants to go to the funeral." He says, "Why, who's the most low-rotten Jew for a synagogue, for a community?" And they say, Avremele the Schneider, Avremele the tailor, Schneider." The Heilige Pinchas began crying and sobbing. He says, I vey, Gewalt, I'm so heartbroken. My sweetest friend, the Schneider, left the world. What time is the funeral? I'll definitely be there. So when the people heard that Pinchas calls and never goes to the funeral, it's come to the funeral of the tailor. It was clear to everyone that he is one of the 36 holy people. Everybody came to the funeral. Everybody was crying, "Schneidel, Heilige Schneidel, pray for me, pray for my children." What a funeral. And we know, the holy rabbis teach us, if you want to know if a person is important in heaven, watch the funeral was very special. After the funeral was over, Rabieva, who happened to be on that day in Koretz to visit his best friend, Rapinchas, and he himself also a pupil of the Baal Shem Tov, walks up to Rapinchas and he says, "Rapinchas, I don't understand you. You can fool the whole city and they think that he's one of the 36 holy people, but you and I know the truth. He's not." And he was really a very, very simple Jew and maybe a little bit sinful. But what did he do so special that he deserved such a funeral? You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. Oh, you'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. Oh, you'll never know. You'll never know. So Rabbeinu says, "Ah, Rabieva, let me tell you, we know so little about other people. This is a story. If you remember, I adopted an orphan girl, Fegele. My wife and I, she was like her own daughter. She's now 14 years old. We got her engaged to an orphan from another city, and we borrowed money from every person we knew just to make the wedding so beautiful. The wedding was a few weeks ago, and just a few minutes before the wedding, the groom comes up to me and says, 'Rebbe, you forgot to buy me a new talis, a new prayer shawl.' And it's a custom that the groom wears a new prayer shawl." I said, I, you know, I don't even have the strength anymore to find a sponsor for your talis. Can I buy it for you in a few weeks?" But he has tears in his eyes. He has nobody. I'm like his father. Okay, I said, "Wait a minute. Maybe God will open gates for me." I walked down the street looking to find somebody who would give me 10 rubles. And I decided the first house which has a light, I knock on the door. I knocked on the door. And behold, behold, the Schneiderl, the tailor, opened the door. So much sweetness and so much fire. I was so much holiness. He says, "Rebbe, I never dreamt you'd come to my house. But Rebbe, let me tell you, there's nothing in the world I wouldn't do for you." I said, "My sweetest tailor, I need 10 rubles to buy a new talis for the groom of Fegele." Everybody knows Fegele. He says, "Rebbe, God is my witness, I'm poor, but 1 ruble I can give you." I says, "Schneiderl, my süße tailor, bless you with everything." My heart was so light. I walked down the street. After a few houses, I could hear somebody running after me. I waited. There was a tailor. I stopped. He was crying so much. I said, "Schneiderl, what hurts you? What can I do for you?" And the Schneiderl says, "Rebbe, I'm ashamed to ask you, but I have to. Let me tell you, God knows I'm poor. But if I give you the whole 10 ruble, do you think I'll have a share in the coming world?" Put my hands on his little head. And I said, "Schneiderl, Helix is Schneiderl, I swear to you by the living God, I swear to you by the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, I swear to you by the God of our holy foremothers, I swear to you, you have a share in the coming world. I know how poor you are. I know how much it means to you. You have a share in the coming world. And he says, I want you to know, I walked behind his coffin, but his soul was wrapped in the talus, which he bought for Fagerland.